check it out one time.
Great morning, Truth Nation. Welcome to Truth in the Morning on the award-winning 101.7 FM, The Truth. We are broadcasting live from the American Family Insurance Studio in the heart of downtown at The Avenue. I am the legendary Homer Blow along with my girl.
Bailey Colvin. What's good, Milltown?
Hey, Will, great morning. How you doing and feeling today?
Good morning. Happy Tuesday.
All right.
Happy Tuesday.
Happy Tuesday.
Because we woke up.
That's right.
That's right. Because you didn't have to wake us up
and
this morning.
I'm here today. I'm here today. Today's my day. Shout out to Dane.
Yeah, that part. So how you feeling? You sound cheery.
I had a cup of coffee earlier.
Yeah. I don't drink coffee, but I guess that'll do it to you. Huh? Be like,
every time.
I'm good.
When I make it over to my other job, I come in, hi, everybody. Hi, so-and-so.
Right.
Hi. And they're like, yeah. So
about that enthusiasm.
Exactly.
Can you curb your enthusiasm? That was an actual TV show.
Yeah.
Curb your enthusiasm.
My former boss used to say, we get on a conference call every Friday. He'd be like, you cannot be like this every single day. I was like, well, most days. I mean, I have my days where I'm a little like, hey.
Right. Right. You're going to learn today.
But most days.
Mm-hmm.
Most days.
Yeah. You know.
We got that love and excitement.
Absolutely. some of the things we're going to talk about. And I'm going to let people know, when I get to this one, because I have the criminal complaint for it.
Okay.
There's the situation where the PWKs gave the baby fireball.
People with kids.
Yes.
Mm.
Yeah. So.
Thought she was ready to party.
Yeah.
With them.
Yeah. It, the things that they did that they act like wasn't an issue. You know what I mean? Leaving the kids alone and how many times they left them alone. And like,
you got the whole criminal complaint.
Yes, I do.
You got the whole situation.
Disturbing.
Oh, y'all want to hear this.
Disturbing criminal
complaint. I want to hear it, too. I'm ready for it.
So, yeah, we're going to get to that. We're also going to end up talking about this. I don't know. Bailey.
Yeah.
What's happening with some of the NPS employees?
They can't take it no more. They under pressure. It's too much. It's just too much. They can't take it no more. I told you.
We got three in like a couple of weeks.
Yeah, I know.
Like, this is a body slam.
And they ain't being paid right. And so then that coupled with the fact that these kids is getting off track and doing what they want to do and these parents acting.
But just resign.
They need a check.
Well, then you have to, if it's all about a check, shout out to Swift Sloan.
If it's all about the check, then you have to end up
taking it then. Because if you like, if I didn't need this job type thing, you know what I'm saying? You got to take it.
Listen, they need to think about how they need that job before they do some of the things.
Right. This is where I'm going.
Yeah.
And in this situation, especially because it was like he tracked dude down.
like I told y'all the other day.
Can't do that, bro.
This is, okay, and these kids are not adults, even though they try to act like them, okay?
Right.
But like I was telling y'all the other day, if you get to that point, you need to recognize
resign.
Take a few days off.
Mm-hmm.
You need a mental health break.
Right.
That's what it is. That's why you have PTO and things like that.
Yep.
You need to take a break. You need a week.
Mm-hmm.
You need 2 weeks, whatever. Mm-hmm. It's a mental health situation. You feel like it's something you can't handle the situation with these kids. Take a break.
You're
almost at the end of the year. Use your time off.
That's right.
Maybe you need to sail today. Hey, I have friends that are and have been teachers. Mm-hmm. So I get it. I hear it.
Right.
Right?
Right.
So if you just need, you can't handle it.
Mm-hmm.
leave. Right. Just go. But you still need your job. Mm-hmm. Take your PTO. That's why it's there.
That's right.
Take your paid time off.
That part.
You ain't got no more of that, take your sick time.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
If you ain't got no more of that, then maybe you need to consider a leave of absence or something so you can still, you know, come back to work next year.
That's
but
right.
You need to do something to help you deal with this. Go work out every day. Go do whatever helps you relieve that stress.
That's
if it's
right.
walking around the building.
That's right.
And you need to walk around the building, take a few deep breaths. Remember, your check is more important. These kids may be pushing you mentally to the limits, but you
mm-hmm.
have to step in and step up and say, you know what? They ain't going to get my check.
That
they
part.
Ain't going to take me there.
That
request
part.
To teach kindergartners or something.
Right.
I don't know.
Right.
But figure it out.
You're not wrong.
You're not wrong. You cannot do this. You're jeopardizing everything. And you are one of the people that we need to help change the situation.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We need you.
Yep.
Everybody can't be in there with our kids.
Yeah.
Because they got issues. And we need you to keep it together.
That part.
So take a break.
That part.
You can't play all 12 quarters of the game. Somebody got to take a break sometime.
Yeah. Because, again, like I say, when you are just, if you're to your wit's end, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Don't end up, you know, putting yourself in a situation.
Don't let them snap you out of character.
Yeah.
Because that sounds like what some of this is.
Mm-hmm.
They get you. They get you so angry.
Yep.
And then you just pop and you can't
yep.
do that. You
snap.
Just cannot do it. You can't do it.
Yeah,
can't do it. You can't let them take
and
you
just
there.
Just snapped.
Woo.
Just snapped.
You need to go in that room and get you some holy oil.
Yeah, whatever
it is you need. And place it around the room. Just dab it around. Y'all know what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm. Real talk. Because again, like
yes.
I say, you know, people, you about to lose your job. And it's like some of these people are vested.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? In their employment. And it's like, you going to give it up? Like, I'm telling you, I'd rather just,
you know. You don't know nothing about no jail. Why would you ever go to jail? Well, you're not supposed to go to jail.
Well, we don't know that.
I'm assuming they wouldn't be a teacher at MPS if they had any jail experience. Listen.
You know, people get a little lenient with this day and age because you need employees. I'm just saying. I hear you, but you know what I'm saying?
You ain't supposed to go to jail.
People need employees. I'm just trying to tell you. I've seen some strange characters that I'm like, you work here? You know what I'm saying? Like, they might not know about you.
That's true. There are some teachers. I was like, so you're a teacher.
Right.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That part. You're going to learn today. You're going to learn today. Be like, hashtag that part, hashtag facts. Because I'm like, mm-mm.
So, anyways, guess what?
Yeah. It shows that it did well, but I'll check in the good program. Yeah.
Here's something exciting.
Mm-hmm. So we'll be getting to those stories.
We'll get into those stories. Here's something that I'm more excited about.
What's that?
The Isley Brothers are coming.
Yes.
So they're going to be at Wisconsin State Fair. The Commodores are opening for them. Are there any original members of the Commodores in the group left?
I don't
Lionel Richie did a thing with them a couple summers ago or something.
Yeah, but Lionel has been doing a lot of his own.
Oh, Lionel ain't part of that no more.
Yeah.
He long since parted ways with them. Lionel got his own. He on, what is it? Is it
American Idol?
He on American Idol? Mm-hmm. Yeah, he done got the whole, he don't even look like he done got all the surgeries. He don't even look like Lionel no more.
All night long.
That's my dude, though. I love Lionel Richie.
Absolutely.
Even though when he was doing all night long and all that, a lot of black people was like, Yeah,
but it has kept him relevant.
Now
I'm telling you, hey, he can tour for the rest of his days.
Yes,
I'm just telling you, off of songs like that.
Oh, yeah. And when they did the, did you see the We Are the World documentary?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Y'all, if you haven't seen that on Netflix, you need to go check that out because that, I mean, it just so, I love seeing behind the scenes stuff like that, you know,
mm-hmm.
and how integral a part he played in it, you know. And he was what him and Quincy Jones, a few other people, really getting all those stars together. If y'all don't remember that, I mean, you know, we got some people that probably don't remember that, you know. But grown folk.
That part.
You gotta go. USA for Africa is what it is.
Mm-hmm.
Him, Harry Belafonte, Quincy Jones, all the people, very instrumental in pulling that whole deal together. That was amazing.
Mm-hmm.
That was amazing. So
absolutely.
If you can go see the documentary on that, you'll see some amazing stuff, and you'll see some stars that you
have. And how they pulled it off, it was crazy. It was crazy. Wow. And who could do that, though?
Right, exactly. Michael Jackson all involved. Yep. Why Prince didn't play a part, and what part he would have played in it.
Mm-hmm.
How they tried to get him in, all that stuff. Because they was trying to do some finagling with Prince to get Prince there.
They were.
Yeah.
They were.
It was amazing. That was an amazing documentary. Yeah. I love music docs.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Me too.
Yeah.
Because you find out a lot of things. It's just like
watching. But you didn't know. You're like, what?
Yeah. It's just like watching Unsung, or if you want to go way like behind the music.
Yeah.
You know, you really get to find out, like, wow, for real?
Oh, yeah. Oh, there's some good ones,
you hear
too.
The ups and downs that they went through, trials and tribulations.
Did you see probably one of the best Unsungs was the DeBarge one?
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah.
That was y'all. If y'all know, y'all remember DeBarge.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So,
okay. Anyway, we off in the stratosphere talking about. Coming to Wisconsin State Fair, the Isley Brothers. Yes, Ronald Isley will be there. The Isley Brothers and the Commodores.
Sitting down and singing every now and then. But he there.
Yeah,
and
that's
a presence. I mean, you know what I mean? He's grown.
Listen.
Grown again.
What did you? He's a seasoned citizen.
Seasoned citizen.
Him and his brother are very seasoned.
Every
citizens.
Now and then you're gonna get a ha 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 ha,
and you're good. And you're good.
Be like, that's all
good.
I needed.
Yeah.
So his understudies have learned very
well how
to still make it come through.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? So, and it's just to be an icon and a legend like that, just to
absolutely.
Be able to be in the presence of.
Yeah.
Like, you're still doing it. You know what I'm saying? Do what you got to do.
Exactly. Isley Brothers been around a long, long time. Mm-hmm. So the Isley Brothers and the Commodores headlining Wisconsin State Fair show now. It will be August 11th.
Mm-hmm.
And tickets range from $56 to $76. Now, that's very reasonable. Take your girl, take your wife, go to the show.
Mm-hmm.
Take your husband, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
$56, $76. Man, come on. That's great.
That part.
And they'll be at the main stage, Wisconsin State Fair, August 11th. That's going to be a great show. Isley Brothers, if y'all never seen the Isley Brothers, shame on you. Go see them this summer.
Yeah. That
you
part.
Know, you don't know. How long this gonna last?
Absolutely.
That's just like, you know,
for the people that got to see the Four Queens show.
Yeah.
You better go see that show while you can.
You go see it while you can, because you don't know.
Hey, life is too short.
Yeah.
You know?
I missed that show.
Yeah, me too. I was out of town.
Yeah, I've seen them all before.
Yeah, I've seen them all before.
Separately, but.
Yep. Mm-hmm. We got to get ready to take care of some bills. You're listening to Truth in the Morning on the award-winning 101.7 FM, The Truth. Of course, the MPS story, we're going to get to that and go into some details and let you hear a clip of what exactly happened. And Truth Nation, we'll want to hear from you at 833-212-1017. We'll be black.
This is Truth in the Morning on 101.7 The Truth.
Truth Nation, great morning. Welcome, black. I'm the legendary Homer, blow along with my girl,
Bailey Coleman.
Yes, and of course, our producer, Will. Will, again, great morning to you. We appreciate you. There, again, we kind of teased a little bit during our opening banner here this morning about another situation with an MPS employee that...
Lost it.
Yeah. You know, and we've been kind of hearing a lot of that lately. From teachers to, you don't understand, other staff. And
I think it's spring fever.
Yeah. You know,
or summer, what a senior summer, what a, I don't know. But I think they just like losing it. They just like they close to the end and they just can't take it no more.
Yeah.
They tired of your kids, Homer.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
They tired. They done put up with so much the whole year.
And, you know, again, I talk to a lot of teachers, MPS teachers and other staff members, safety aides, the whole nine.
Just can't take
it no more. And they will, you know, like, I just wish we had the voice garbler. You know what I'm saying? Like, how they be on a screen when
like
they're on TV.
Like, they be on Dateline in 2020. And they got the...
I mean, what really happened to school was... Well, people would feel bad if they ended up seeing all some of the kids. Some of these kids are really, they're disinterested.
They have the homogenized
right.
voice.
It's like,
just,
okay.
I'll start working on that.
Start working on that. Put them through the voice feeder, Will.
Yeah, while there's time. So it's like.
That part.
Yeah, but yeah, so, and but they tell me. It's like, Homer, it's bad. And then they'd be like, no, it's terrible. So, you know, we're trying to deal with some of the students. They talk about how out of control it is. And you really do have to, you got to count to 200, you know what I'm saying, to kind of like bring yourself down because nobody deserves to be, you know, well, wants to be disrespected, right?
Right.
And just some of the things and some of the language and some of it, it's not that it was grown or nurtured in school. It's what they end up bringing to the school.
Right.
You know what I mean?
It's so because of what they're,
what's going on around them.
Yeah.
Whether it's home, whether they just out in the streets and more than they at home and things of that nature. And they and what they see and are surrounded by in some of these situations, and they bring it on like it's cool and it's normal and it's like nah, I ain't no but don't push me. You feel what I'm saying? don't push me because listen. The other thing, in my opinion, you got to look at. You don't even understand what some of these employees are going through in their own personal lives.
Right.
And we know you're supposed to leave all that at the door when you come in. And that's why you should be take off if necessary.
Yeah.
But then be like, look, I need the money. So then they don't want to take off. But they may be dealing with an abusive relationship themselves.
Yeah.
They may be dealing with taking care of a loved one. Who may be on hospice or may have dementia or Alzheimer. You know, it's just and just personal things.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Health issues themselves that they're trying to wrap their head around and then come in and deal with somebody else who is treating life like it don't mean a damn. And it's like, here I am secretly fighting for my life.
Right.
And you coming in here like, you know,
whatever.
So, you know, I think it's so many different factors that factor into this situation. But, yeah, I hear a lot of employees and staff that we're saying, Homer, I just wish people would just come sit. And they talk about even at elementary schools.
Yeah.
I'm like, wow.
Oh, yeah. You know what? Listen. Now, my son graduated from high school almost eight years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And when I went in there. You know, because he had transferred from another school. But anyway, I went in there. Homer, when I tell you, I mean, their security staff, they had a whole big one.
Okay.
Police officers included.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Greet you right when you come in the door.
Right.
They had them all walking down the hall. They were all there.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot. And the kids were loud. They were wild between classes, doing whatever they wanted to. Cause I went in there and sat. Cause they gonna know me. At the, mm-hmm, you know, mm-hmm, they gonna know mm-hmm, me. Mm-hmm, you know,
mm-hmm.
Hi. You know,
right.
And it is something. And that was almost 8 years ago. So, I mean, it's probably 10 times the level, that it was back then.
Yeah. So we're going to play this clip from let's see, CBS 58. Is that where our clip is? This is from CBS 58. And you can get a better insight and hear from the student as well. MPS employee arrested after student says he was slammed to the ground.
Wow.
So we'll check this out.
A Milwaukee father is demanding answers after he says his eighth grade student was slammed to the ground by a Milwaukee Public Schools employee.
Yeah, it happened at Wedgewood Park International School last Friday. Jacob Murphy talked to the boy and his dad about what happened and what they hope comes next. Jacob.
Well, Natalie and Jessup, 14-year-old Caleb Jones tells me he was having a conversation with a school janitor that turned into an argument. Jones walked away, and he says the janitor came up behind him, grabbed him, lifted him into the air, and slammed him to the ground.
He grabbed my son and slammed him on the floor. After that, I was 10 minutes it took me to get there, and I was seeing red.
Ceddie Jones got a call on Friday that no parent wants to get.
He could have fractured his spine, back, neck.
His son, Caleb Jones, had been hurt at school.
My head hurt, and then, like, my arm hurt, but, like, mainly my head.
He says he was having a conversation with a school janitor that turned into an argument. After walking away, it turned violent.
People started saying, like, he was coming up behind me, and I turned around, and he picked me up and slammed me to the ground.
MPD confirms they are investigating a child abuse complaint. A preliminary investigation says that a MPS employee struck a student, causing the student pain. Following the incident, a 26-year-old male was arrested.
The two police officers, they, you know, explained to us what happened. The principal explained, and I guess they showed the officers video of what happened, and the officers was like, yeah, you should definitely press charges.
Charges are pending, but Caleb's dad wants more.
It's frustrating because you send your kids to school expecting them to, you know, be safe.
The school principal sent a letter to parents on Friday saying, quote, "Today we received a report that a staff member allegedly grabbed and pushed a student."
He lifted me up, like, pretty high. It's like to the sky, like slamming me to the ground.
The letter also says that the individual is not currently working in the building.
He needs to, you know, face the consequences. You know, whatever charges they bring up, I hope that, you know, uphold them.
Caleb was back in school today. As for the 26-year-old MPS employee, we are still waiting on charges. And according to Caleb's dad, he failed to post bond and is still behind bars tonight. Natalie, Jessup, back to you.
Jacob Murphy live in our newsroom.
All right. Well, so now you have that. When we...
His daddy don't look like he about to play with them.
He sure does.
He don't look like he
said he went up there with Red, you know.
Oh,
like,
yeah, because he said he was there in 10 minutes. He was there. Yeah. Hey.
So.
They knew. That's why I was up there.
Yeah.
You knew. So, they knew. Don't mess with Kendall.
That part. So... Truth Nation, we need to talk about this. What's your thoughts and opinions? And, you know, especially after seeing the video. So we definitely want to talk about this and get your thoughts and opinion. I see somebody on the YouTube page. Again, remember while you're there, hit that like and subscribe, hit the bell. We are on our way to 8,000 people on our YouTube page. So Abstract Noir 414, I'll read your comment when we return. You're listening to Truth in the Morning on the award-winning 101.7 FM, The Truth. We'll be black.
This is Truth in the Morning on 101.7 The Truth.
Truth Nation, welcome black, welcome black. Truth in the Morning, the legendary home of Blow Along with my girl.
Bailey Coleman.
Shout out to our brother MC, Dame Elsie.
What up, Dame?
Right now, we're talking about this MPS employee that has been arrested and for allegedly body slamming a 14-year-old student to the ground or floor.
I'm sorry. That's
and they said they got video.
That student daddy don't look like he playing.
He shouldn't. You know what I mean?
Get it together.
Yeah, as he shouldn't.
Yeah.
Will, you heard the
that
clip.
Daddy, that,
what's your thoughts on...
Crazy.
Yeah, the reaction.
Okay.
Like,
yeah.
If it was your son and your son was to come home and tell you, like, hey, I was body slammed by this MPS employee. What would your actions
be? It was
be?
The janitor.
I know.
Come on, y'all.
How would you react?
I don't know. I'd probably take the right measures. Just go to the police.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. There it is.
Yeah. And that's the right measures.
And the police said.
His father sounds like, you know.
And the police said, you should press charges.
Right. After seeing this video.
After seeing the video.
So, you know. And my thing is, again, when we talk about this, and the True Talk text lines are open at 833-212-1017, 833-212-1017, because we definitely want to hear from you, Truth Nation. We want to hear from you.
I got one on the True Talk text line when you're ready to.
Okay. Well, let's go with it.
Okay. Well, Stacy said, the law/rule says, I believe, no matter what a child does to a staff member, whether spit, slap, kick, punch, etc., you as a grown-up can't physically return the get-back lesson.
Right.
You're the professional grown-up.
Yep.
Control yourself in that manner. Exactly.
And that's
Stacey.
It. And that's what I've said when we've had other stories like this. You have to be the bigger person. And again, when you feel that you can no longer be that bigger person,
take your break
and be like, look, I need to take off. I need PTO time, or I need to go to central office and try to apply to go to another school because I can't do this no more.
The school district.
Yep.
Different grade. Need. I can't teach these teenagers. No, but this was a janitor. That's what they said in the story.
Yeah.
The janitor.
But that's
so look, you need to quit your job, go to elementary school. You need to do, you can't, not the kids. Mm-hmm. You can't, you know, if you can't handle the teenagers or young adults, middle school, whatever, go to an elementary
school. Absolutely.
Do what you can do.
Yeah.
But don't end up in jail like this.
That part. Because if law enforcement indeed looked at that video and said, oh, yeah, you absolutely need to press charges.
Yep.
They saw something.
They absolutely did.
And, of course,
did.
It's all alleged until some actual criminal charges are
allegedly,
filed.
Allegedly, supposedly.
Yeah. Abstract Nora 414 said, I worked at Maple Tree 10 years ago, and some of those kids were the worst. Now, that's what I was talking about before, Bailey.
Yeah.
I was like, I've heard from teachers and former teachers, you know, and the likes and other staff.
Right.
And they talk about how hard it is to, you know, work in some of these environments with some of the youth.
I'm sure.
But like I say, I'd rather save my career slash job by just saying, you know what, I can't work in this district and I may have to move to a different school district.
Let me say this, though. This particular child, his daddy looked like he don't play. He talks like he don't play with him.
Right. Absolutely.
And I'm the first to tell you that your child ain't the same, the one that you see at home and the one that's there in school with their peers and stuff.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
They're different people.
Yes.
Those are two different people. Two different children. Don't matter. It does not matter how good.
Mm-hmm.
Your child is at home or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Two different people.
Right.
Okay. When they out with their friends or they're at school. Different than at home. However, it didn't seem to me, because of the police testimony, I'm more to err on the side of maybe this employee was out of line because of the police testimony and what they said after they viewed the tape.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
So I'm willing to say that maybe this kid wasn't as bad as we.
Some people might think.
And I don't think that his father is a person with a kid. You know,
right.
I don't think his dad is a PWK.
Right. And he doesn't appear to be.
No,
you
he
know,
does not.
Absolutely.
No, because
the clip.
He was up there in 10 minutes. That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
And he had rage.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? He had rage. But, you know, as I continue to think about situations like this, words, you know, some people try to say, you know, words don't hurt. They do.
They do.
But a lot of people are like, well, you know, it's just where I get it. But for people need to admit that, yeah, words do hurt.
Yeah, they
and there's some things that hurt. But if you felt like from whatever he may have said, and I do believe once that turned into an argument from whatever they were debating about or talking about, that both of them probably used colorful language, in my opinion. I think the 14-year-old
used some.
But it doesn't give the janitor the right to put his hands on him.
Not at all.
And especially because, you know, sometimes you want to get your lick black because a person say a word to you at the end and then turn to walk away and be like, and then try to walk away. You got to let it go.
You got to control it. You got to let it go.
Go to the principal.
Because
go to your people.
Whatever you need to do besides, you know, physically.
Yeah.
Any type of physical altercation, go in there and say, hey, you know what? You need to talk to so-and-so, that student, because they out of line. A conversation need to be had. I'm going to just put it there for you, you know, and let them handle it and believe that it's going to get taken care of.
The janitor should have done the same thing that the 14-year-old and his father were able to do. Look at the video.
Yeah.
So they would have been able to use that video to say, you know, our janitor used extreme constraint, considering the way that he was talked to and talked, you know,
and
cursed out or whatever the case may be. But it would have showed like, you know what? And then go to your superior as the janitor, who is the principal, whoever it is that you have to go to and be like, look, I need y'all to go look over this video.
Yeah.
And see what this student did or was saying to me,
right?
Which was out of order and out of line and this, that, and the other, and use that. But again, human emotions jump in.
Yeah.
And
you end up in jail.
Yeah.
Your emotions get you in jail.
Yeah. Jasmine West on our YouTube page. Great morning. Love you. Appreciate you to everybody that's on our YouTube page. Again, while you're there, make sure you hit the like and subscribe button.
Yep.
But Jasmine West said, I drove the school bus for 15 years.
Uh-huh.
She said, hey, some kids will take you there.
Oh,
but yes. You must contain yourself.
Yep.
It doesn't mean you can't report the child. They have consequences for acting up. And that's, what I'm saying? That's where I was just going with what he should have done as the janitor.
And let me say this. As an adult, okay, as an adult, y'all know, all you grown people working, you at work right now, you on your way to work, all these things. As an adult, you have people in your life that do the same thing.
Right.
They will take you there, make you just ready to pout. I mean, and you're like, what is wrong with you?
Did you say pop? I don't know.
Listen.
Right.
You are fuming. And if you don't know how to deal with this right now. If you do not teach your children, if you don't know how to, as an adult at this point, you got a problem.
Right. Because
you cannot let this, these are situations that turn into even bigger situations.
Correct.
You know?
And 9 times out of 10, you're going to come out on the short end of the stick.
Exactly.
Because again, we still expect more. And it's like with law enforcement. And we know how some of the people are, but it's like, yeah, but you still have to handle it this way.
Yeah.
I know you probably really want to, you know what I'm saying, do
exactly.
this. But they have to have restraint and say, you know what, okay, as much as I'd like to just pop this person in the mouth.
Exactly.
I can't.
You cannot.
Because, again, I'll end up on the Brady list if it's properly reported. You know what I'm saying? But and when you feel like that, even in whatever public service role that you may play, if you have to take some personal time off, that's what you need to do.
That's what you need to do.
Just so you can decompress.
Yeah.
And give yourself time to say, can I even do this anymore?
Yeah.
And I think that a lot of people don't do that. And now you end up Yeah, you out there bad. We got to take care of some bills. You got some stuff coming up on the True Talk text line?
Oh, yeah, we definitely do. 833-212-1017 if you want to talk more.
All right. We're talking about the situation with the MPS employee who has been arrested for allegedly body slamming a 14-year-old. It seems like it happened. He got video and his injuries that he's dealing with.
Yeah.
So you're listening to Truth in the Morning on the award-winning 101.7 FM, The Truth. We'd like to hear from you. 833-212-1017. We'll be black.
This is Truth in the Morning on 101.7 The Truth.
Welcome, Black Truth Nation. Truth Talk text lines are open, 833-212-1017. We're talking about the MPS employee that was arrested after a student, 14-year-old student, says he was slammed to the ground on school grounds. And we got something on the Truth Talk text line, baby.
Blake said the janitor should not even be talking to the students. He should be working.
So why
are you even having a conversation? What do you, that's actually probably true. What do you have as a janitor other than stop throwing that on the ground or something like that?
I mean, I don't know if I'd say that you can't have a conversation because cordial conversation, but I don't know. They may have been talking about sports, and it's a lot of people that will unfriend you on all social media aspects just because your opinion about sports is different from theirs. I'm sure we'll get in line with that, you know, with ESPN and all that. Like, it's like that people really go there. Get out of here. You're like, go into a whole blown up situation. But, be like, bruh, you ain't getting paid from neither team.
Okay.
So what are you talking
Why
about?
Why you tripping? Another one from the True Chalk text line. Y'all know the majority of these kids are like Eddie Haskell at the crib. Hey there, Mom. Get to school, old man. Let's set off some firecrackers. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Jasmine West.
That's a reference to Leave It to Beaver.
Right. Jasmine West says.
Yo, what do you mean you don't know what Leave It to Beaver is?
Jasmine West says.
Google it.
Some kids mess with or bother janitors. I've seen it. We got Blake. I call him Blake Gump now. So he's got something for everything. But great morning, Blake. Love you. Appreciate you. You hear the conversation about the MPS janitor who was arrested for allegedly body slamming a 14-year-old student. What's your truth?
Good morning, family. Happy belated, Mrs. Bales.
Oh, thank you.
Key word here, adult. Second key word, janitor. You should be sweeping or mopping. If you got something to say to the kids, like you say, pick that up. Don't do that. Y'all better stop running. The principal coming. He has no business talking to them children. That's how stuff like that happens. But you don't put your hands on nobody's kid. You're at work. You're a professional. So if you don't, if you're at McDonald's and you don't, and you have a very bad customer service, go do fries. But if you don't, you have no self-control if you have to do something to a small adult, which is a child. Like I'm saying, you're on the clock, man. I can't with these people. Every day is something else. And I love you, Homer. I love your sense of rationality and how your skin is tough. And to have Homer blow skin, man, it's often, you know, you my little guy, man. You don't have alligator skin. Karate man, you bruise on the inside. Everybody ain't you. Everybody ain't us. But to touch a child, dude, you know, that's when I see you in the mall and I choke you. That's how parents go to jail. Change the school of cop, but most important is lawyer fees. Don't put your hands on mine. So the police got to be involved because I have other children to be out here for. So my restraint is different. Therefore, all that, I'm a G, I'm a killer, I'm a do this, you know, I'll go sit. I can't. So, to everybody out there, you said they listening. Stop taking jobs that you cannot tolerate.
Ooh.
That's embarrassing to man.
That part.
Yeah. Thank you for your call, Blake.
Off the Truth Talk text line, 833-212-1017. Dion says, I work for the building operations department, and we're trained not to have interactions with students. I personally don't interact with students, period. We are not janitors. We're engineers. Well, hey, the story said dude
story
was a janitor.
The story said janitor.
So today he a janitor.
So he a janitor today because that's who got arrested. A janitor.
and not that that is a bad, that is
the man
a great
or woman
job.
With a lot of keys.
Stop it. Yeah. You know what? That's a great job.
Yeah.
There's nothing
Absolutely.
Wrong with that.
Absolutely.
They get paid more than a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, there's nothing wrong with that at all. But the thing is, it's about the whole kid situation.
Yeah.
It ain't got nothing to do with the job.
And trust and believe when I say that I know this is why when I'm talking about it, every time that we have to have one of these kind of conversations about situations like this, I know that a lot of these youth and just people in general, because you can run into it at any type of job.
Right.
Know the right buttons to push.
Oh, yeah, they do.
You feel what I'm saying? And it takes, you know, a lot of constraint to try to deal with that. But again, 5 seconds can change your life. And in this situation,
that's what
I believe these 5 seconds has now changed this janitor, engineer, whatever they calling it, janitor in the story, has changed this man's life.
Yeah, absolutely.
Or her life, you know, whoever it was. It's changed their life. And now you sit back and you think about, as someone was saying, talking about lawyer fees and all of that kind of stuff. It's like, was it even worth it?
Was it
the fact that I can lose my job, not be able to get another job in this field because it's going to pop up.
Child abuse. Charged with child abuse.
Child abuse charge?
Yeah.
You're looking at felonies.
Yeah, yeah. And it's a shame because you know what? Think about this part.
Mm-hmm.
It might not have even been this young person that he was upset with. It could have been like a buildup from all these other kids. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And then he was just the one to do it that day, and it just like popped.
Right. Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
So it may not even have been like, it could have been a buildup over the year.
Mm-hmm.
And then this kid just comes up and they get into some kind of, you know, conversation that made him mad and just made him snap.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. You got to know when to take vacation time.
That's it.
That's it. Right there.
And because RC Creation Muse on the YouTube page said restraint sounds good on paper until, but this is the whole thing. Are you ready for that 5 seconds to change your life for the rest of your life? So if you don't learn the constraint, then just know what the repercussions can and will be.
And this guy is like 26 years old?
26.
He's not, you know what? Most men at that age are not even that, you know, these young guys. He's a young dude, too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if y'all think about it, he's a young guy
too. It may not be hard to push his button.
And he finding out what the whole situation is. Yeah, he definitely is finding out because this guy is what?
Mm-hmm.
7-8 years from high school himself.
Yep.
So that
right.
You know.
RC Creation Muse, I already used that example, said police being a great example of restraint until you can't. I've already used that example. When I was talking about this situation. But Will D9 said, I wonder what the percentage of kids who hit teachers are, troublemaker kids during school. In my opinion, those kids who are doing stuff like that have gotten in trouble before, you know. And of course. And so, again, even as a teacher, again, people will look in hindsight, and this is kind of, I guess, where my opinion and perspective is coming from. They will look in hindsight and say, you know what? with all of the stuff now, having to get a lawyer, having to perhaps even go get booked and all of that. Now I got a mugshot. I got this. I got that.
Yeah.
And then they're telling me I'm facing a felony now.
Right.
And a felony in a lot of situations can keep you from some of the jobs that you may want.
Right.
And they look at you and say, oh, you got an F on your report card. Yeah, we can't hire you.
Yeah.
So, again, all of those things have to end up pushing right to the front of your head and be like, look, if I do this, I know I'm going to end up getting locked up. And your mind may say, I don't care. I don't care until you do. Until you do find out that now, you know, and sometimes like with this father, it doesn't seem like it's going to go outside the way some of the, in my opinion, PWKs may do it, be like, oh, now you're getting threats from the other family members from the person who got body slammed type thing. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
you got to be like, are you really ready to just engage in that? And I'd rather try to disengage. We got to get ready to take
care of some bills. We got some more on the
so we're going to talk some more about that. But also, in the second hour, in the 8 o'clock hour, I need you to mentally prepare yourself because I have the criminal complaint for Kevin McCall that ended up being charged with chronic neglect of a child, which caused the death of a child.
Y'all going to have to get ready for
this. This is the woman that gave the baby Fireball, you know, if you don't know what that whiskey is. But yeah, so you're listening to Truth in the Morning on the award-winning 101.7 FM, The Truth. We'll be black.